With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ron DeSantis campaigned in Nikki Haley's home state of South Carolina yesterday as the Tuesday New Hampshire primary looms.
Donald Trump is running really for his issues. He's focusing on those issues that are personal to him. Nikki Haley's running on the donors' issues, which is what are funding her campaign. I'm running on your issues and your family's issues. And this kind, that's my agenda.
Meanwhile, in Keene, New Hampshire, Haley says she has a plan for reducing the number of illegal immigrants invading the U.S.
We're going to take what I did in South Carolina and we're going to go national with it. We're going to do a national E-Verify program so that every business has to prove that the people they hire are in this country legally. We are going to defund sanctuary cities once and for all.
Meanwhile, in Concord, the former president was confident of a win Tuesday.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Speaking of Mr. Biden, the president says Democrats are closer to reaching a bipartisan deal with Republicans on tighter border security as well as funding for Ukraine.
Senate negotiators are closing in on the details of an agreement on stricter border measures that could unlock Republican support for Ukraine aid, something President Biden's been pushing for.
I'm ready to solve the problem. I really am. Massive changes, and I mean it sincerely.
But the deal is starting to wobble. House leaders are facing pressure from GOP front-running candidate Donald Trump. In Iowa last week, he said,
I will seal the border, and I will shut down the invasion of our country.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. There's a little bit of good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, there seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's passed up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district. In the case, the court rejected, without comment, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an order granting girls access to the boys' bathrooms. This is SRN News. A consumer protection agency introducing new banking guidelines.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau proposing rules that further rein in banks' ability to charge customers a fee when they overdraw their bank account. Opponents of the fees often cite the example of a $3 cup of coffee costing someone $40. The banking industry gearing up to fight back with a multimillion-dollar marketing and lobbying campaign. While banks have drastically cut back on overdraft fees in the past decade, the nation's biggest banks still take in roughly $8 billion in overdraft fees every year. John Scott reporting.
Mexican Marines detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel who kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March of 2023. The suspect was arrested in the state of Nuevo León. Tamaulipas state prosecutors had offered $150,000 reward for his arrest. More details at srnnews.com.